searchlights pierce a starry night sky, sweeping the clouds and illuminating a giant edifice in the form of the words, 20th Century Fox. 20th Century Fox, a News Corporation company. Hazy blue light pours through a curved rift in the shape of the letter R. The R becomes metallic, and the word Regency appears beneath. Regency Enterprises presents a new Regency Vertigo Entertainment Osla Pictures production. Negative and colour images flash of a happily smiling man and woman. They're at their wedding.
So, anyway, thank you all so much for being here, and let's eat some cake.
A photographer's flash swamps the couple's image in white light. White letters read, Shutter. The picture undulates and fades. He carries her across the threshold of their apartment. Starring Joshua Jackson.
Are you gonna drop me?
I am gonna drop
you. Rachel Taylor. They kiss on the floor amid spilt belongings from her handbag.
Stay just like
okay.
That.
Enough with the pictures.
Come on. You look beautiful. They should be preserved for all of time.
This is what I get for marrying a photographer. Oh, what are you doing so far away from me?
Most beautiful blushing bride in all of Brooklyn.
Megumi Okina. The camera's on the TV.
You have been wonderful about this whole thing.
Yes, I have been wonderful.
Yes, you have. And I promise you, I will make it fun. And just think, the first stamp in your new passport is going to be Japan. How cool is that?
That is cool. That is really cool. Well, the car will be here in an hour. You better hurry up if you're going to get this thing consummated.
They kiss on the floor, still in their wedding finery. A passenger jet touches down. David Denman, John Hensley, Maya Hazen, James Kyson Lee. Traffic, including a red estate car, streams across a huge white steel suspension bridge towards the towering, cluttered skyline of Tokyo. Casting by Donna Isaacson and Christian Kaplan, CSA. Music supervisors Dave Jordan and Jojo Villanueva. Music by Nathan Barr. A train glides along an elevated track, and dense traffic clogs the city streets. Co-producers Paibun Damrong Chaitam, Busaba Daureng, Basuti Pulvaralax, and Yodfet Sutsawat. Film editors Michael N. New, ACE, and Tim Alverson. Production designer Norifumi Ataka. The red estate car drives on a road across flat wetlands. Director of photography Katsumi Yanagajima. Executive producers Arnon Milken, Sunny Mali, and Gloria Fan. Produced by Taka Ichise, Roy Lee, and Doug Davison. The car arrives at a lake dominated by the vast peak of Mount Fuji.
Beautiful, huh?
It's gorgeous.
Real quick. Uh-oh.
Screenplay by Luke Dawson, directed by Masayuki Ochiai. They drive back from the lake down a country road at night, the car's headlights casting pools of light in the blackness. The woman's driving. Her new husband's asleep. She switches on the car's interior light and reaches for a map.
Ben, baby, I'm sorry. Can you check the map? I'm so lost. I think it's out of the way, Ken.
It's okay. Did you cross a bridge? What was the last thing that you passed?
This intersection about...
A woman in white appears right in front of them, bounces over the bonnet, and is run over by the back wheels. The car spins several times, hurtles off the road, and smashes into a tree. Ben's injured, and as Jane looks groggily in the rearview mirror, she sees the woman lying in the road begin to move, raising herself up. Jane slumps unconscious against the steering wheel. Snow covers the car as the couple start to come to.
Jane? Jane, honey, are you okay?
There was a girl. We hit a girl. There was a girl on the road. I think she might be dead.
Jesus Christ.
There's nothing here, Jane.
Oh, I might have killed someone.
Janie, there's nothing here.
She could be covered in the snow. Ben, we have to find her.
Janie, there's no blood. There's nothing here.
We have to find her.
Darling, please, let me get you back in the car. It's freezing out here. I'm gonna call the police. I'll get us some help, okay?
Jane stares blankly, her face reflecting the flashing lights of police vehicles. A truck removes their car as Ben speaks Japanese to the cops. Jane leaps from their replacement car as the policemen leave.
They can't just leave.
Honey, they searched the woods, they called the hospitals, there's nothing. Look, they think we hit an animal. You're absolutely positive that it was a girl?
Ben, she was standing right here.
Okay. There's nothing else we can do tonight. So can we please, please just go?
They arrive at a timber frame lodge. Ben carries in their bags and switches on the light. Ben's nursing a sore neck.
I think I tweaked something back there. We did everything we could, Jane.
Look, we've only got a couple of days before I start work. Let's try and enjoy it.
What do you say I make us some green tea? Oh, and then we can sleep for a year. Maybe two.
The mountains majestic in the morning sun. Jane wakes up. She gets out of bed, and in her white undershirt and pants, she opens the curtains and looks thoughtfully out of the window.
Janie, I forgot how beautiful the light is out here. We have got to start taking some pictures.
Jane's sitting on the stairs, deep in thought.
What a girl I've been doing in the middle of the road. Wearing a dress like that.
Jane, honey, we've talked about this. If there was a girl, if, then somebody must have stopped and got her some help.
I know, I can't.
Jane, please stop being so dramatic about this. If there was a girl, I promise you, she is somewhere right now sitting in bed, eating ice cream and having her cast sign. Come with me and let's take some photographs.
Baby, do they even have ice cream in Japan?
Yes, they do. But it's fish flavored.
Oh, okay.
Right, no, right. Perfect. 1 second.
Ben, it's really cold.
I know, I'm coming.
Okay. First one for Mom.
Family portrait. Can I press the button?
You want to press the button?
I want to press the button.
That's why they pay me the big bucks.
Jane is cold. Jane's cold.
Definitely.
Jane.
The camera snaps again as they stand on the veranda, the mountain behind them. In the high-rise sprawl of Tokyo, they enter a modern office building bearing the letters TGK on the outside. Jane smiles nervously as Ben leads her across an impressive lobby. A pretty Japanese woman in a red jacket spots them.
Ben-san!
Yoko! Kawatana!
Jane's eyes narrow as Yoko strokes the lapel of Ben's jacket.
Yoko, 僕の妻のジェーン.
Oh, hi. Life. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And congratulations on the job.
Thank you. Jimata. Bruno!
Oh, look at you. Oh.
2 years.
Like you never left.
Maybe I shouldn't have.
Oh, come on. Supposed to be Jane?
Yes, Bruno. Jane, Bruno.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Sorry I couldn't make it, but...
Oh, Ben's told me so much about you.
I hope only the good stuff.
And I'm sorry we cut short your honeymoon. In fact, I got the client upstairs waiting.
Oh, don't worry about me. Go.
Okay.
Good luck.
I'm sorry I'm late, man. The traffic outside was gonna kill me.
Don't worry about it. You're the genius photographer. That's what brought you out of here.
Left alone in the lobby, Jane exchanges a polite nod with the receptionist.
So we finalized the last of the models, and did you get the Polaroids that we sent?
I did get the Polaroids, but there's actually a couple of them I'd like to meet in person.
Yeah, I bet there is. Come on. Talk to Adam about that tomorrow. Now the clients are eager to get going, and I think I should mention they're very pleased with our choice of photographer. You ready?
Ben enters the glass-walled office and starts shaking hands with the room full of suits. In another part of town, a black Porsche and a 4x4 arrive at an older, rather drab building.
So it's a loft conversion, but it's much nicer from the inside. Oh, no. All the comforts of home. Right this way.
They walk down a bare hallway.
Ah, here is the photo studio. Come on in.
The room's full of photographic paraphernalia. A woman in a short skirt is unrolling a rug.
Hi, pleasure to meet you.
Yes, this is your assistant, Ben Shaw, Seiko Nakamura. And this is Ben's wife, Jane.
Hi, it's nice to meet you.
This work?
Yeah.
I'm gonna show you the dark room over here for the black and white prints. Yeah? Will it work? It's good?
Yeah, better than good.
Good, all right. Well, let's head upstairs and we'll check out the rest.
People live here?
Well, yours is the only actually completed unit, so you guys have the whole place yourselves. Be good for a couple of newlyweds, huh?
Jane's eyes caught by an empty chair in an abandoned room.
We had most of this stuff from another shoot. Figured they wouldn't miss it.
You always were a sneaky bastard.
I had Seiko rent the rest. Not so bad, right?
Are you kidding? It's great. Look at this place.
The huge apartment has designer furniture and is partitioned by swinging screens.
Our stuff.
I gotta get back to the office.
Man, set us up
here.
I want you to know I really appreciate this job.
Come on, make me look good, you being here. Besides, just be like old times. Don't forget, dinner with Adam.
Sounds good to me.
Well, good night.
It's huge, my God!
And it's all ours. I mean, Janie, did you see this view of Tokyo? I wish I brought up my camera.
Well, too bad there is nothing else that we could do. Up here.
She slides her arms around his neck. Throwing him back on the bed, she loosens her long, thick blonde hair. She crawls sensuously up the bed, straddling him. They kiss passionately. Then she pulls off her black dress, revealing her taut stomach and narrow waist. She holds the dress over his eyes as a blindfold, teasing him. They continue to kiss, urgently. As he caresses her naked body, she slides under him as he kisses her neck. Later, they lie in each other's arms in the dark. On the darkened road, the woman in white looms in front of the car, gets hit, and landing on the bonnet, inches forward, raising her head to stare at Jane. Jane wakes up. Jane sits up in bed and frowns, looking around their large, darkened room. She stares at herself in the dressing table mirror. Then she stands up and pulls her hair back into a bunch. In the kitchen area, Ben's massaging his neck.
You gotta get that looked at, honey.
There's a piece of film negative and an envelope on the table.
What's this?
Just a little surprise. The honeymoon photographs. I gave Bruno the film last night. Seiko just dropped him off.
Oh, God, I look hideous. What's this?
Jane's obscured by a white blur.
I don't know. Reflection, maybe? Or it could just be a bad frame on the wall.
Oh, it's in a couple of them.
Really? Maybe I misloaded the film.
Well, if that's the case, then
just have to reshoot.
No. Enjoy your first day in Tokyo.
Jane comes out of the apartment. She looks around, hearing the noise, then locks the door and heads downstairs. Her eye is caught again by the old chair in the abandoned room. Plastic sheeting blows in the breeze from a banging open window and is reflected in a puddle on the floor. She stares, then turns and walks off.
In your eyes, just like that. Hold that. Hold it. Just like that. Eyes to me. Just like that. Eyes to me. Can you drop your hand off the bottle just a little? Look, right there. Perfect. Okay, hold that. Last couple. Love it. Perfect.
Jane watches for a moment as Ben shoots two models from up a ladder and is held steady by his leggy assistant.
I'm sorry, excuse me. Could you show me how to get to, I'm looking for a...
A complex map shows the Tokyo Underground, and Jane compares it with her guidebook version. The street is teeming with people. Jane, camera in hand, smiles as two women in traditional dress finished in white lace walk past. A cartoon mermaid urges customers to be super lucky, and she wanders through an arcade of gambling machines. Jane points the camera at herself and takes a shot. A manager strides up. It's a rainy night and a sea of umbrellas flows along the city streets. Jane enters Ben's studio.
Nice
to have you.
Hey.
Hi. Hey, baby.
Hey.
How was your first day in Tokyo?
It was, good. Rainy.
Yeah, you're soaked. It's good to have this.
Thank you.
Megan called. She's sending over the photos from the wedding.
Oh, that's nice. I should give her a call.
You could, but it's 3 a.m. in New York. Yesterday.
How was your day?
Fine, this will only take a second. Thank you. Mosh mosh.
So, where'd you go?
Mostly I just walk around.
Can I see your pictures?
Sure, they're just tourist shots. Oh, God.
Some shots have a white blur.
Is she knitting?
What?
Spirit photos. Hold on, you know what these are? Yeah, my ex-boyfriend works at a spirit photography magazine.
They're all magazines?
Yeah.
Any in English?
I can introduce you tomorrow, after the photo shoot. Come on, it'll be fun.
That's cute, you girls have a date.
Well, I guess so.
Great!
The city is ablaze with lights as Ben and Jane enter a low-lit, wood-paneled restaurant.
Hey!
Ah!
Jane!
Long time!
Adam, this is my Jane. Jane? Oh. Adam.
Hello.
Hi,
Adam.
Lovely to meet you.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
The three couples take their seats.
Look at you. You look like an old man.
Bite me.
Yeah. Cane or something there, buddy?
Oh, I got your cane right here.
Sake?
Sounds great, sure.
Hey.
So, what do you do when you're not traveling the world with this guy?
Actually, I just became certified to teach 6th grade English.
Really? Well, that must be really fulfilling.
No, I...
Adam's Japanese girlfriend excuses herself. Adam, very taken with Jane, hardly notices.
Hey, Brew, you remember that Russian hostess from the other night?
No.
Yeah, I called her. She's coming in for an audition on Wednesday.
Unbelievable, this guy.
Some things never change.
Hey, it's my job.
Thank you. What is it exactly that you do, Adam?
I rep models. I got this guy all the girls he's working with the next 2 weeks.
You guys make quite the team, don't you?
Certainly did.
That's right. Three amigos of the international department.
Yeah. good friends?
Kanpai.
Kanpai. Just perfect. Eyes right to lens. Perfect. Right there. Hold that. Perfect. Okay, hold that. Emmy, you bring that pipe just 6 inches out from your mouth. No, out. Hi. Okay. It's enough color. Let's shoot some black and white.
Ben's models are in traditional dress on steps in front of the city's office blocks.
See, right up there? That's my office, right up there in the corner.
Thank you, Opie.
Say the name, please.
Yeah, okay.
Bruno.
Yeah.
There's plenty of time for that later.
All right.
As Ben focuses, he sees a young woman in white in the middle of the shot.
With a frame, please.
He looks up from the camera, frowning. She's not there.
You left me.
White light flares, and he turns, seeing the silhouetted figure of a girl. It's Seiko.
What did you say?
What?
What did you just say to me?
Nothing.
He frowns and walks back to the camera.
Okay, here we go. Alessandra, can you bring your leg out a little bit? Thank you.
He places a hand to his injured neck. Trains crisscross the city as Jane and Seiko enter her ex-boyfriend's offices.
Japanese love paranormal phenomena.
And your boyfriend works here?
No. Mitsuo is my ex-boyfriend. He's dating Yukiko now. Konnichiwa!
Everyone in the cluttered office gawps at her.
Seiko?
Mitsuo?
Who's in the hell?
Jane looks incredulous as the ex-lovers hug. Later, she's looking at a magazine full of pictures. Peering over the shoulder of one of the employees, she sees him edit a blurry white figure onto a photo on his desktop. He glances round at her humorlessly. She frowns and goes over to Seiko and Ritsuo, who are nattering happily.
Sorry, I was wondering if you could tell me where you get your photos from.
Oh, he's a fake.
Look, our readers want to see scary photos, and real ones are hard to find, so it's not a big deal.
All right, so none of this is real.
I didn't say that. Look, I started this magazine 3 years ago. And this is the first photo we ever published. That's me in the photo. It was taken after my mother had passed away.
There's a hazy white figure of a woman behind the little boy in the photo.
It's real.
But that's just one picture.
Come on. I want to show you something.
They walk to a storeroom. As Ritsuo unlocks the door, Jane notices two little piles of white powder either side of the doorframe. Ritsuo switches on the light to a small, windowless room.
We didn't fake these.
Jane steps inside. The walls are covered in photos. Every picture has a white haze or a blurred figure on it.
You know, spirit photography has been around since the 1800s, as long as photography itself. All across the world, these images have always appeared, connecting us with the unseen. And I think they're trying to tell us something.
Like what?
Well, depends on the people in the pictures. Unrequited love. Maybe you've had an unfinished business with a dead relative. Could be your father, mother, children. I've seen pictures where living people have appeared. I think it's a case of strong emotions making themselves heard.
Like a message.
Yes. Think about it. Why all that effort if you don't have something to say?
As Jane frowns, she looks at a photo showing a figure on a spit of land. A little boy in a green t-shirt approaching a hazy version of himself. A figure in a cemetery. And a dark smudge on an old black and white picture of a fireplace. a small figure next to a lady with a parasol, a shadowy child in a cemetery, and ghostly hands around a woman's neck.
You know, if you are interested, we just did a big story on a local medium.
What?
He's a powerful spiritualist. We had him take a look at a bunch of photos here.
Does this mean that you can't tell which ones are real or which ones are fakes?
Well, I know that you can't fake a Polaroid. There's no negative. Below the film, you push a shutter. And now comes a photo. How are you gonna fake that?
Maybe you should take a picture of your girlfriend. My spirit doesn't really like her.
Well, then maybe I should take pictures of you.
Seiko grins flirtatiously as he aims the camera.
Hey, where are you going with that?
Alone in the doorway of the photo room, Jane looks pensive, backs out, then hurries off. A red bulb glows in a dark room. Ben's examining and developing his films. He dips photographic paper in developing solution, moving it around with wooden tweezers until the figures reveal themselves. He peers at the picture taken on the city steps and frowns. Not only is there a shadowy figure behind the models, but it turns to look at him. He jumps, splashing chemicals in his eyes. He presses a towel to his eyes. It comes away, blood-stained. His face is covered in blood.
Hey!
Is everything okay?
The blood's gone.
Yeah, everything's fine. I got some chemicals in my eyes.
A train pulls out of an underground station as Jane descends the steps to the platform. She watches some girls chatting and walks towards her train as it pulls in. As the train pulls away, she looks uncomfortably around the carriage and smiles at a little boy who stares up at her. The boy remains straight-faced. The figure of the woman's outside the carriage. Jane emerges into the bustling city centre, looking deep in thought. She walks up the stairs to the apartment.
Today's shoot is ruined.
Okay, I'm gonna go. Bye, Jane. Bye.
Jane stands dumbly as Seiko walks out.
How bad is it? Can you reshoot?
No. Not without blowing the budget and the schedule. And that's if they'd even let me.
It was a mistake. These things happen.
Yes, it was. Very embarrassing, very expensive mistake.
There are white smudges, like light, across the pictures.
We've seen this before. Like the pictures from the cabin.
Well, it makes sense. The same camera must have got banged up in the crash. And something got in the body, or there's a light leak, I don't know. But I'm lucky I didn't get fired today, Jane. If it wasn't for Bruno...
I saw her.
Who?
The girl from the road? She followed us to Tokyo.
Well, great, great. That means she's okay.
No, she's not... She's not okay, Ben. Christ, she, I think she's dead.
Janie. Janie, look, I know that this has been difficult for you. And it's completely understandable,
I know,
given...
I know. What it sounds like. I know, it sounds crazy, but... Just think about it. Ben, have you seen or felt anything strange? Anything at all? Anything since the crash?
Jane, I haven't seen any ghosts.
Don't be like that.
But that's what this is about, right? I mean, that's what you're saying. Listen to yourself. Do you hear what you're saying, Jane? Ghosts. I mean, look, I wish I could quit my job. I do. I wish I could spend every moment of every day with you, but I can't. I have to work.
I've never asked you to hold my hand. I've never asked you to...
Jane, that's what this is about. Now, come on. Today is just not the day. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Jane, but Jesus, I'm just not your fucking father.
She stares at her husband in disbelief. She walks off as Ben tries to compose himself. Later, she lies in bed alone, her cheeks wet with tears. Rain pouring down the windows. Ben's on the couch. In the morning, it's still raining. She sits at the table and opens her bag. She pulls out Ritsuo's magazine and finds the picture of the medium, Murazi. She closes the magazine as Ben wanders in and goes to the fridge. She closes her eyes in disbelief as he swigs from a milk carton and walks off. The headline in the magazine reads, Murazi verifies it, eyes of mystery that stares at mother, seed of uneasiness. The medium's solemn features stare out from the page. Ben's being weighed at a clinic. The nurse frowns and fiddles with the scales. Later, he's with a doctor. I see no sign of serious injury. I can give you something for the pain. Jane walks along a footbridge in the city. She stops to stare at some children playing on a climbing frame. A little girl and her mother are playing a clapping game. Back at the apartment, Ben's developing more pictures. He wipes the photos with a sponge and hangs them up to dry. A hand reaches out and fondles his ear.
Honey, I'm really sorry about this. It's probably the agency. I'll be right back. Moshimosh.
Hi, it's me. Hey, let's not fight anymore. I'm sorry about the whole thing. Well, I was thinking I'd make you dinner.
He turns and stares towards his darkroom, dropping the phone.
Ben? Are you there?
peers into the dimly lit room. The girl in white is sitting on a chair. The chair turns, her face is in shadow. Something slithers beneath the skin on her cheek. The thing pushes up towards her eye, pressing at the lower lid. Jane sprints back home. Seeing he's not in the studio, she hurls herself upstairs and along the corridor to the apartment. There's someone in the chair in the abandoned room.
Ben?
She approaches slowly, the plastic sheeting in the room still stirring in the draft. Turns, grabbing her hand.
I'm so sorry.
I am so sorry. You saw her.
I think maybe this dress is getting to me.
But you saw the girl.
They stare at each other, then she holds him tightly.
Seiko took me to meet her ex-boyfriend. He told me that emotional energy can be communicated on film. I know, but all of your ruined photos, okay, everything that's happened, I think it's that girl from the road. She's angry at me for what I did to her. There was a man that people go to cleanse their spirits. I think you should take a look at her pictures.
Jane, a fortune teller.
Please, I need you. What can it hurt?
A plaque shows 106 Murazi. He wears glasses and has a world-weary air.
I admit it. We can go in.
We saw your article.
あなたの記事を見ました.
Well, we wanted to know. What are these?
これらは何ですか?
あなたは自分の存在をどう捉えていますか?
What are you?
皮膚や肉体.
Not the skin or...
This is
not us.
私たちの真の存在は霊魂.
We are spirit.
私たちは霊魂によって生かされる.
That's a lie.
それはエネルギーだ.
The spirit is energy.
我々はいつか死に.
When the body dies, the flesh rots.
だが、エネルギーは残る.
The spirit leaves, but the energy remains.
光はエネルギーだ.
Light is energy.
そしてカメラはその光を捉える.
Camera catches light.
だから.
That's how this works.
But what makes them appear? それらを出現させるものは何ですか?
情熱が霊魂を舐める.
Passion twists the spirit.
過剰な欲望.
Too much desire.
行き過ぎた愛情.
Or love.
そして憎しみ.
Or hate.
霊魂はこれからされず.
The spirit becomes.
その肉体に縛られ.
Locked to the body.
死に囚われる.
Trapped in death.
Mr. Murasi. We had an accident.
私たちは事故に遭いました.
Murazi peels off his glasses and studies the couple for a moment, then lays his hand on a photo. He stands, picking up the picture, and turns his back on his visitors. He seems to be struggling with something.
He's
talking crazy.
Wait, what is he saying?
Not saying anything.
No,
saying
I think
we're
he's
on
trying
our
to
own.
Help us.
We're leaving. Come on.
Sorry.
He said there's nothing he can do.
Why? Did he say anything that can help her?
The guy's a fake, a scam artist, okay? We're wasting our time here.
Seiko, hey, it's me.
Hey, everybody, I'm sorry I'm late.
I cannot talk about this right now. Can we talk about it later? Okay, later.
Sorry, everybody.
As the shoot gets underway in the studio, Jane goes back up to the apartment. She studies the packets of photos on the table for a moment, then opens one up. She examines the photos taken on the stone steps, and the smudge of light which taints every shot. One of the buildings in the background catches her attention. TGK receptionist finishes a phone call and stands as Jane walks confidently into the lobby. She examines a diagram of the building on the wall next to the reception desk. She compares the office plan with where the haze is on the photo of the building, then rides up in the lift. She emerges on the 17th floor and looks around. She walks cautiously down an empty corridor. A failing light bulb fizzes in the ceiling. She stands completely motionless, then approaches a door marked International Department. Her hand hovers over the doorknob. The door flies open, and two women walk out deep in conversation. Jane sidles into the room. The open plan office suite is empty. She searches in her bag for the Polaroid camera, points, and shoots. The image materializes, unblemished. She picks another spot and tries again. So far, all three images are clear. She walks into a meeting area and drops the last photo on the floor as she places the camera on the table. She crouches to retrieve it. It shows the girl, watching her, standing by the door. She stands up as the door moves, and her eyes widen as a shadow passes behind her. Jane tries to run, but the door slams and a picture is hurled off the wall. A picture that shows four women and two men from the International Department. She removes the broken glass from the frame and examines the photo. On the right is a small, fine-featured young woman. Her thoughts immediately turn to the face she saw on the road at night. The name at the bottom of the picture is Tanaka, first name Megumi. Turning the picture over, she sees a sticker which reads, Photographer, Benjamin Shaw. At the studio, the shoot's over.
See you tomorrow. Thanks for your help today.
My pleasure.
Ben slumps down on the set, a decorative sofa in front of a spray of flowers. He lies down, sipping a beer, examining a rolled-up Polaroid. A flash gun goes off, startling him. He puts down his beer and goes to investigate. The lights go out.
Hey, I'm still in here. Hello? Jane? Is that you? Shit. Look, this isn't funny anymore. Turn on the lights.
The girl's in the room.
Hello?
Confused by the flashes, Ben doesn't notice she's behind him. He catches a glimpse of her. She reaches up to touch him. He falls in panic to the floor. She's right behind him.
Who's there?
Hands grab his ankles. Jane switches on the lights.
You know who she is.
Ben looks at the photo, then up at his wife. Jane eyes him grimly.
Megumi was a translator. Excuse me, Myth. Could you come forward a little bit and just tuck in? All right. I don't think she'd ever had a serious relationship before. Me, us, her job, they meant freedom from her home life. Her father was very traditional. He didn't approve.
This is for you.
She wanted to spend more and more time at my place.
Oh my God. You really shouldn't have done this.
Her father died suddenly. He'd been sick for a while. After that, she was different. Needy.
Ben.
I knew she was suffering, but there was nothing that I could do. I just wasn't falling in love with her. She sensed it. It only made her more intense.
Ben.
Obsessive. Maybe I didn't understand what our relationship meant to her. How much it cost her. She was dangerous, Jane. She was going to hurt someone. Herself.
Put it down! This has got to stop, Jane. It has to stop!
I can't do this anymore. She wouldn't listen to me. She wouldn't leave me alone. She followed me everywhere. Bruno and Adam said they talked to her.
And?
And they told her to stop. That it was over. That it was over, that she was making a fool of herself. After that, I never saw her again.
Pushed her away.
Jenny, look, I know I didn't handle this well.
But what was she doing there? Why was she on that road?
I don't know. I don't know. She must have been following me. I know I should have told you, but that's just not the easiest thing to tell your new wife. But now, Christ, this whole thing, it's just so crazy. Maybe we should get out of here. Just go back to New York. What do you think?
Really? What about the shoot?
Oh, screw the job. I can get another job, but I will not risk you.
She gives a small nod.
Yes.
Jane's in bed as Ben waits to be connected.
Hello?
Hey, man, am I waking you?
No, I'm just watching TV. What's going on?
I've been thinking about Megumi.
You know, it's funny. I saw her the other day.
What? Are you sure?
Yeah.
What did she say?
Nothing. She was just on the street. She was pointing at me and just went the other way. She kind of creeps me out, man.
But you're absolutely certain it was her?
Yeah.
Who are you talking to?
It's nobody, honey. I'll be right there. Bruno, I'm sorry, man. Can I call you in the morning?
Okay.
Bruno rings off as Ben runs a hand across his injured neck. At Adam's place, a young woman is unbuttoning her top.
If I'd have known this was necessary, I would have worn something a little nicer.
That's gonna be just fine.
She unzips her shorts and drops them to the floor.
I'm a little bit nervous.
Oh, just pretend I'm a customer at your restaurant.
I don't usually wait tables in my underwear.
It's always the first time for everything.
Getting a camera, he hands her a cowboy hat.
You've got to be kidding me.
Well, you want to be a fashion model. Your test photos need a little bit of fashion.
She puts on the hat and catwalks over to the sofa, arranging herself with a wry smile.
Nice.
She sits astride the back of the sofa as he snaps away.
Giddy up, cowboy.
I will.
As he focuses, he sees a white blur through the lens.
Look, I'm not going to keep posing if you're not going to take the picture.
I'm going to keep taking the pictures. Let's move to the stairs, yeah?
She poses, lounging sexily against the banister rail.
You are seriously beautiful.
As he raises the camera, the white blur appears again. He tries to keep concentrating. A hand lashes out, smashing the camera into his face. He falls down, a gaping hole where his right eye used to be.
It's Bruno.
Hey, man.
There's been an accident. It's Adam.
Oh, God, what kind of accident?
They don't know. They don't know.
Where are they keeping him? We'll come right now.
He's in a hospital in Shinjuku.
Okay, we'll see you there.
Bruno stands nervously in the middle of his living room. He looks around slowly, his face blank with fear. The girl's behind him. Ben and Jane are at the hospital.
Bruno should have been here.
Try it again.
Bruno picks up the phone, but sets it on a table amid pieces of shredded photos.
Hello? Bruno. Look, man, we really need you down here.
Bruno ends the call. His hand is bloody and shaking, holding a razor blade. He slices slowly through another photo. He lives at the top of a tall apartment building.
Bruno? Bruno!
Ben mutes the flashing TV and glances around the dimly lit living room.
Bruno? Bruno!
The bedroom's empty. Jane's staring at the shredded photos. The door swings open. Bruno's in just his boxer shorts. Jane notices blood among the pieces of photo. They stand in the corridor, staring at each other. Himself off his balcony. The body hits the pavement, an expanding pool of blood forming around the head, running down the cracks between the paving stones. An eye stares unblinkingly. In the rainy dark next to a police vehicle, Jane and Ben are sitting in their car.
Who's cutting up photos? It's not a coincidence.
Killed my friends.
Why them? We're the ones who hit her.
I don't know, Annie. We can't stay here.
They drive back to their building. There's a FedEx package waiting for them.
It must be from Meg.
Jane opens the package as Ben frantically starts searching for something.
Okay. I got the tickets. We can change them at the counter.
We're not going anywhere.
Behind them, in one of their wedding photos, stands a shadowy figure.
These pictures were taken before the crash. How can she possibly...
This isn't about the crash. She was with us before we got here. She's been with us all along. The medium said that spirits are tied to the flesh, even in death. Then we have to find her.
Megumi had a house a few hours outside of Tokyo. We can start there.
Ben and Jane speed out of the city in a black 4x4. They drive across a low, modern bridge, continue along the road, then turn off onto a smaller lane running alongside a field of golden-eared wheat. They arrive at a small house in a quiet neighborhood. Ben removes the car keys, and they cautiously approach the house. The front door is open.
Hello?
Romain Kudasai. Is anyone there?
A narrow flight of stairs leads to the first floor. Jane crosses the bottom of the stairwell as she moves further into the house. A door stands ajar, and she peers through into the room beyond. It's a bedroom. The single bed lies unmade. She tiptoes in and looks at a photo on the bedside table. It's a smiling couple, Ben and Megumi. She frowns, replaces the photo, and turns around.
Come on, she's not here. Let's go.
Wait, did you hear that?
She crosses the room to investigate the noise, draws a curtain, and finds a glass-paneled door.
Ben.
In the room beyond the door, the long, dark-haired figure of a girl sits with her back to them. With the door locked, they try to find another way through. They open doors and slide back wall panels until they find a room with a glass partition through which they can see the figure in the chair. Ben enters the room and knocks into something.
Megumi?
Jane creeps towards the partition. Ben picks up the bottle he knocked over. Jane slides open the partition and looks down at the figure in the chair.
Megumi.
The head falls backwards, releasing a cloud of flies. It's a rotting, leathery skull. A bottle on the table next to the corpse is marked potassium cyanide.
The police said Megumi's funeral will be tomorrow. She'll be cremated. And then we can go home.
They walk slowly down a hotel corridor to their room. They enter room 323. As the door slams, the second three comes loose and dangles from a single screw. There's a beaded curtain across a doorway, and it's dark. Later, they're asleep in bed. Ben stirs as a hand massages his neck, and he turns over. He opens his eyes and realizes there's a gap between him and Jane, who's sleeping with her back to him. He rises sleepily, then spots a familiar figure across the room. Then she's gone. She's sitting on the floor. She turns her pale face towards him, then approaches, walking slowly. She kneels on the bed, crawling up to him. Kneeling over him, she lifts her dress. Her flesh is wet and putrefying in the glow of the night. She throws the dress on his face.
Jane!
What's the matter? Ben? Ben, what is it, baby?
He splashes cold water on his face and rubs a hand over his brow. The beaded curtain is reflected in the bathroom mirror. Sensing something, he turns around. He peers through the beaded curtain into the living area. Jane's asleep on her side. He turns his head slowly. Megumi's sitting at the dressing table brushing her hair. She turns to him. Eyes widen threateningly, and Ben falls backwards. She walks slowly towards him. In panic, he tries to scramble away on his back. He forces himself upright next to a window. Her hand stretches towards him. Expressionlessly, she touches his brow, runs a hand through his hair and down his cheek. He sinks back to the floor. Staring into his eyes, she opens her mouth and her tongue emerges, becoming unnaturally long. She forces it into his mouth. Jane turns over in bed, senses Ben's not there, and wakes up. Ben! Flies stream out of his mouth.
Ben, stop! Oh, please! Ben! Ben! Oh my God! Oh. Ben! Get out! Leave us alone! Do you hear me?
A curtain wafts up, manipulated by a dark shadow, and drapes itself over her head, pulling her over and tightening around her. She's pulled against the window, hard enough to crack it.
God, he left you because he never loved you!
Jane's flung back into the room.
Ben!
She cradles him in her arms, rocking him gently. In the sunshine, a tall white chimney stack stands next to a wood frame building with ornately curved Japanese gables. A black hearse drives away, bearing a finely wrought and decorated coffin. Inside, a simple coffin is covered with a plain white sheet. Jane and Ben are in attendance, with a small gathering of mourners. The coffin is pushed into a crematorium furnace. A single candle burns on an altar. The furnace doors are closed, and everybody bows. The altar is wheeled in front of the furnace doors, on it a black and white photo of Megumi. Jane glances up at Ben, who reaches down and takes her hand. Flames leap up around the coffin. Inside the coffin, the corpse's skull lolls to one side as it's consumed by the flames. Ben and Jane say goodbye to Seiko. The bright lights of the New York skyline fill the night. Jane and Ben arrive at their Brooklyn apartment, with a photo of a smiling Jane on the wall. They switch on the lights and drop their bags. Ben looks around glumly as Jane pulls back the curtains and opens a window. Ben slumps onto the sofa. Jane turns to him. There's a bunch of dead roses on the coffee table. She gives a small smile and walks over to him. Jane holds Ben, stroking his hair. A yellow taxi arrives in their bustling tree-lined road. Jane's in bed. She wakes up and smiles, looking around at the familiar surroundings. She gets up and looks through glass double doors into the living room. She smiles as she sees a heart made of pink rose petals on the coffee table. She picks up the disposable camera left perched on the TV, winds it on, then turns it over in her hands with a smile. Later, she brings post and shopping back up to the apartment. She goes into the apartment, drops a packet of photos in a bag on a chair. fetches a bottle of wine and a corkscrew to go with the two glasses already on the table, and sits down to look at her photos. The first one is of her sitting on the floor in her wedding dress. The second is full of shadows. Her face becomes fearful as every photo shows a shadowy presence. She looks around the room. She hangs her head, seeing Megumi's presence looming near them as they kiss on the floor on their wedding day. She arranges the photos in a row on the coffee table, frowns, and then puts them together and skips through them like a flicker book. She looks up at an enlarged photo of herself on the wall, wearing a jumper and a red woolly hat, laughing. Flicking through the photos, Megumi's figure seems to crawl across the room and into that photo. She takes the picture and its frame down, examining the mounting and the wall behind. Behind that wall is a storeroom. She goes into it, switches on the light, and looks around. She finds a leather suitcase with a luggage label on it for Tokyo Airport. She drags the case into the living room and opens it. Inside are papers, clothes, and a camera. She takes the disc out of the camera and puts it into a reader. Sitting at a laptop, she gasps in horror at the pictures she finds. She clasps a hand to her mouth. Later, pots are bubbling on the gas hob. Ben arrives home.
Hey, I'm back. Janie? I got the cheesecake.
She stands and glares at him.
What's going on?
She puts the laptop on the table and opens it.
Where did you get those?
A terrified Megumi is being lecherously manhandled by Adam and Bruno.
Stop. I said stop, Jane.
What happened? What did you do to that girl?
Honey, it's not...
What did you do to her?
Her slap sends him sprawling on the floor.
Baby, you don't know what it was like. She was crazy. Janie, I didn't know what to do. She wouldn't stop. Adam said he had some pills. Like sleeping pills, just a little bit stronger.
One drink. I just wanted to say that. I'm sorry.
Megumi looks adoringly at Ben as she sips the drugged wine.
All we were gonna do was take pictures. And then if she wouldn't stop, I could use them against her. I could show them to people at work. I could show them to her mother. It sounded okay when we talked about it.
Ben.
Come on. Come on, what are you waiting for?
Ben.
Come on, man. Take the picture. Don't leave us hanging here.
Ben!
Hold on, let me get one. Ben! Hey, easy. It's all right. It's
fun.
Don't worry about it. It's okay. Yeah, don't worry about it. It's fun.
Here, you kiss the cheek, too.
Ben!
That look good? Look good? No. We're good. We're good, right? Can you get this? Come on, where are you going? Where are you going, man? Come on.
Ben reluctantly takes some posed pictures, then walks away. Adam and Bruno carry the girl to another room.
Don't struggle.
Janie, I know it was wrong. I know I should have done something, but I didn't touch that girl.
What?
I didn't touch her. I just took the pictures. It was Adam and Bruno who took that thing.
Wait.
And that's why she killed them. But not me. It was a warning. She wanted me to see the man that she knew. She was trying to help me.
Jane, I'm a different person.
How does forgetting something like that make you a different man?
Jane.
And the sick thing is, You could live with this.
Janie, you don't understand. The woman was crazy. Janie, let's just take a deep breath here. Let's just take a moment. Wait. I said wait, goddammit.
Wait for what? What can you say that will change anything? I gotta go. I need time to think. No, I don't. I won't spend my life with you.
Jane! Jane, don't leave me!
Don't leave me! Jane! Don't leave me with her!
This is what you wanted, right? You and me. Together forever.
He takes Polaroids of the room.
She's gone. This is what you wanted, isn't it? Isn't it?
He throws the camera down, and it goes off by itself. He steps forward and takes the picture out of the camera.
You gotta get that looked at.
I think I tweaked something back there.
You look like an old man.
He remembers his neck and being heavier than expected at the medical.
She's been with us all along.
The final Polaroid reveals Megumi sitting on his shoulders.
Help me!
He claws at his back and neck, blundering around, falling over. Starts plugging in his equipment, charging up his powerful flash gun, removing the housing protecting the electrical circuits. As the device recharges, he draws it near his neck, finally placing it on his flesh, before setting off another charge. The flash gun burns a black, charred ring on the side of his neck.
You'll never win.
He tears the flash gun off its power cord, exposing the bare wires. Trembling, he brings the wires towards his temple, his hand reaching out to activate the flash gun's mechanism. The current sears through him, blowing out the fuse box and all the lights. A nurse pushes a dinner trolley through a hospital corridor. Ben, in an open-backed gown, sits hunched over the edge of a bed as his dinner is brought in. He's got a burn on his neck and doesn't move as the nurse administers an injection. As the nurse exits, the reflection in the toughened glass of the door shows Megumi clinging tightly to Ben's back. Starring Joshua Jackson as Ben, Rachel Taylor as Jane, Megumi Okina as Megumi, David Denman as Bruno, John Hensley as Adam, Maya Hazen as Seiko, James Kaisen Lee as Ritsuo, Yoshiko Miyazami as Akiko, Kei Yamamoto as Marazi, Daisy Betts as Natasha, Adrian Pickering as Megan, Pascal Marino as wedding photographer, Masaki Ota and Hideru Tatsuo as police officers, Eri Otoguro as Yoko, Rina Matsuki as TGK receptionist, Tomotaga Kanzaki and Yun Yakashiji as clients, Emi Tamura as Emi, Paulina Kononova and Yulia Rizova as studio models, Mika Kinozi as office lady, Masakazu Nagakura as pachinko parlor employee, Shinji Furukawa as pachinko parlor customer, Maria Takagi as waitress at Japanese restaurant, Akihiko Ando as restaurant manager, Alessandra, Katrina B, and Tanya as models. Takao Toji as Tokyo doctor. Shizuka Fujimoto as Tokyo exam room nurse. Yutaka Mishima as Ghost magazine layout designer. Meiko Asano as mother on train. Rei Sato as boy on train. The producers wish to thank the following for their assistance: Toho Studios, Nikatsu Corporation, Nihon Shumei Incorporated, Oakwood Residence, Roppongi, Tokyo, Daimler AG, Chrysler LLC, Seance Photograph courtesy of Mills Holton Archive, Getty Images, Color by Imagica Corporation, Prints by Deluxe. Copyright 2008 by Regency Entertainment USA Incorporated in the US. Copyright 2008 by Monarchy Enterprises SARL and the rest of the world. All rights reserved. Regency Entertainment USA Incorporated, Monarchy Enterprises SARL are the authors of this motion picture for the purposes of copyright and other laws. Regency, and Regency's R logo, are registered trademarks of Monarchy Enterprises SARL. The events, characters, and firms depicted in this photoplay are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons living or dead, or to actual events or firms, is purely coincidental. Ownership of this motion picture is protected by copyright and other applicable laws. And any unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition of this motion picture could result in criminal prosecution as well as civil liability. Further titles continue to scroll.
To me, you are good to
Audio description by Deluxe. Written and voiced by Roland Bean.